Good evening and welcome everyone to this meeting of staff at Borough Council Planning Committee. Can you hear me okay? If you can't, I'll put the microphone on. Shall we try this? Is that a bit better? Okay, good. My name is Brendan McKeown and I'll be chairing this meeting this evening. Just a couple of points before we start. If you have one of these mobile phones, please set it to silent mode or turn it off. And can I ask members of the public to refrain from commenting from the public gallery during discussions. On my right, I have officers from the planning department, and on my left, I have officers from the law and administration department. Officers from the planning committee will present each application as it appears on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated to speak will be given 3 minutes, and I will indicate when they have 1 minute to go. Ward members are entitled to speak for 5 minutes, and again, I'll give notice when the first 4 minutes have gone. An audio recording is being taken of this meeting, and it will be published on the council website in due course. Members of the committee are reminded that they do not enjoy any immunity as that enjoyed by their colleagues in Parliament. Members may only deal with a planning application before them, in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework and the local plan, together with any other relevant planning matters. So after that, we'll move to the agenda proper. Minutes of the meeting, 27th of February, 2024. Everyone happy with that? Okay, thank you. That's sorted. Apologies, do we have any this evening?
No apologies, Chair.
Gareth's not here. Have you heard anything from Gareth?
No, he's probably waiting over at the county.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Has any declaration of interest or lobbying from members? No?
Just to say that the first application is in my ward, but I've not received any information from any of the residents or okay.
Delegated applications? No. Right, so let's start the agenda proper. Planning application on page 3. Application number 23/38196, 28 Widdicombe Avenue in Stafford. Who's going to present on this one?
Myself.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. This application is for an extension of the enclosure to the rear garden of the property with a timber fence matching the height of the existing. The fence will be set back from the boundary by approximately 0.5 metres and have hedge planting to the front. The proposal also includes the formation of a new vehicular access for the drop curb onto Widdicombe Avenue to the north of the existing driveway with the provision of 2 car parking spaces. You can see 28 Widdicombe Avenue here in red. This part of the red edge shows the location of the proposed driveway. As I run through the presentation, I will point out 2 discrepancies in the drawings which relate to the alignment of the fence along the northeast boundary and the extent of the proposed boundary along the northeast boundary. The discrepancies do not prevent committee from approving the application, but before any decision is issued, the discrepancies would need to be corrected with the submission of the amended drawings. So you can see property, the existing driveway is here, proposed driveway here, this is Bodmin Avenue, Widdicombe Avenue, and this is the highway tree which is referred to in the report. We have a cluster of 5 photographs. Before I take you through those, from the report, members will note that the main issue in this case is the impact of the proposals on the character and appearance of the area. The Highway Authority do not raise any objections on highway safety grounds to either of the proposals, subject to a condition requiring the stopping up of the existing driveway. Council's tree officer is also satisfied with the scheme, subject to a pre-commencement condition to protect the highway tree. That's condition 6 listed. So running through the sequence of photographs, the first one is looking approximately to the north along Bodmin Avenue, with the second to the junction of, Widdicombe Avenue, with the second looking south towards the junction with Bodmin. So here we are looking to the north. This is the existing driveway with the tree, which is referred to in the report here. This is looking in the opposite direction to the junction with Bodmin Avenue. The application site is here on the right. So this is taken fronting 28 Widdicombe Avenue, with the position of the access roughly around here. And you can just see the existing fence here, which would be, well, it's proposed to be brought out this way. This is looking to the front and side of the property. This is Bodmin Avenue. And you can get a general impression of the character of the area in terms of boundary treatments from that photograph. And this is looking at the existing driveway and the fencing, which would be brought out to be towards the edge of the property here. So here we have a larger scale plan. This is looking at the scheme in more detail, but the best plan really is this one here, which shows the proposed access in here, the two car parking spaces. And then in the photographs, you can notice that the existing fence runs along here. That's now being shown to be brought out by the thicker dark black line here. But as you can see, the black line doesn't continue down the northeast boundary, which will need to be shown. The green denotes hedgerow planting to the front. This elevation here shows the view across the front of the property here. So you've got the window shown here, and then the fence line along here in green. The second elevation is taken from this angle here. So gates, the existing there and here. The northeast elevation is along here. Now that shows the existing fence with the dark brown, which runs along here. And then the proposed fence here in the lighter green, with the existing wall shown in the light brown. There is a slight discrepancy in this elevation, in that the wall here actually terminates to the back of pavement. So the fence, this part of the fence here, would actually encroach onto the pavement, so it doesn't actually go that far. Now, Councillor Edgler has kindly let me show this with her photograph. So, as you can see, the wall here terminates at the back of the pavement. So, going back to the elevation, this wouldn't project this far, so it would terminate about just behind the wall, because there is a setback with hedgerow planting. The application is recommended for approval, subject to the conditions listed. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. I believe we have an objector and a supporter to this application. Let me take the objector first. So, Mr. Gordon Shedd. Yourself at home, start when you're ready, 3 minutes, and I'll give you a nod when you have 1 minute to go.
I speak for the objectors who regard this application as unacceptable because the estate is said to be designated open plan. We think that such applications should be revised, fully detailed and resubmitted because of the acknowledged lack of detail, especially initial planting and final heights, as well as a lack of assurance that the hedgerow will be evergreen to conceal the fence for year-round rather than seasonally. Following the applicant's telling me last Friday that he intends to install a 6-foot fence plus a similar height trellis outside it to grow plants, which would eventually cover it rather than a hedgerow, our considered opinion is that this is a significant change. I advised him to inform the council of this and explain that if a high fence is erected prior to the proposed hedgerow reaching the same height, we feel that it will spoil the street scene and outlook from 26A. After all, it took 4 years to grow the hedge at number 26, which the case officer just mentioned. On the 12th of March, we were disappointed to read the case officer's recommendation that the additions sought under this application be accepted without delay, subject to appropriate conditions, especially as in response to our submissions included, the proposed plans do not include much detail. However, they are correctly scaled and as such an accurate assessment can be made. Well, I'm an engineer. I tried and I submitted photographs of the inaccurate result at the end of that wall. I got 7'3" for an intended, as the applicant told me, 6-foot fence. The case officer also said, furthermore, where detail is lacking, this further information can be provided at a later date through suitably worded conditions for the applicant to submit further details to local planning authorities for approval.
You have 1 minute to go.
I would request that such details be made available for public comment. Case officer's report also seems to ignore the 2000 planning inspector's advice in his paragraph 4. That allowing such applications would erode the sense of openness which he perceived. This is important to me and my fellow objectors who have all lived in this vicinity for over 36 years. The prize-winning street scene with its attractive floral containers is a credit to them and our neighbours, who also collaborate in the maintenance of grass verges, discouraging drivers and vehicles from parking on or damaging. Consequently, this end of Whittaker Avenue has a friendly, visually appealing environment, which we are now asking the planning committee and yourselves to help us participate. I thank you all for the opportunity to address the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Shedd. Thank you. If you could return to your seat, please. And we have a supporter, Mr. Chris Boston. Yourself at home, let me know when you want to start and we'll start for 3 minutes.
Oh, yes, start. Right.
Okay.
Okay, fine. I used to live at Rose Cottage in a hamlet called Hayton, just outside, half a mile outside of Churchy. I lived there with my wife and children for 40 plus years. Having bought the 16th and 17th century cottage, I brought it up to date by adding toilets in a bathroom, etc. Afterwards, I turned my attention to the garden, which is 1 acre plus. This garden became a show garden, and every year when Church Eaton had open gardens, there were gardens, then our garden was included, even though we were half a mile outside Church Eaton. The feedback from those who walked around our garden was great, such comments as, best garden, see you again next year, lovely garden, etc., etc. A few years back, I lost my wife of 49 years, So I decided to downsize and have it to 28. The size of the garden presents no problem to me without using a larger garden. I want to make the back garden larger and private at the same time. I've noticed that there are several houses in close proximity to my house that have extended their back garden side garden to the front. Most are being built with a 6-foot fence.
Excuse me. You can't introduce any plans to the committee. We've seen the presentation.
Okay. Can I show you pictures of all the other houses in the area that have had 6-foot plans?
No. Sorry. No.
Well, there are 15. I went journey to the barbers the other day. I walked back from the barbers, and there were 15 premises where they have a 6-foot fence and it goes right to the pavement.
I have 1 minute.
I've got 1 minute to
go. You've got 1 minute to go.
Okay. So my view is that a precedence has already been set, so I can't see a problem there at all. Having studied these gardens, I wish to copy, but I want to cover the fence so that over time it would hardly be seen. With this in mind, I want the fence to be set back from the pavement by about 3 foot. It might be a meter, I'm not quite sure whether we're in feet and inches or not. Thus, giving me space to plant small shrubs of various types to break up the look of the fence. I also wish to attach to the front of the fencing 6-foot trellis. This trellis will be against the fence, so it was no higher than 6 foot all the way across. But this trellis will then give me a chance to grow.
Need to sum up now.
Yeah, this will give me a chance to grow such plants as clematis, honeysuckle, etc., etc. So this fence will disappear almost from view. But it will be a stunning view because there will be so many flowering plants and shrubs there. And it won't spoil the effect. And it won't have the same effect as these 15 here.
Okay.
Thank
you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so Ward Member, Councillor Anne Edgler. You know the rules, I'm sure. You have 5 minutes.
Thank you. Can I just ask, before I start my submissions, where are the photographs of San Sen to be shown? Please.
Those two, Councillor.
No. The one with all the flowers and everything on it. I sent 5 photographs in.
Yeah. I sent to Sean as well.
Sorry?
You were sent to yourself and Sean as well.
I wasn't aware of that.
I haven't seen it.
No. By email. They're not in the window.
No.
Sorry, Councillor Edgler, we don't appear to have those.
You've got them. I sent them in last week.
Will they be entirely relevant to what you want to say?
Yes. I've got the photographs here. If I can, because you're not showing them now.
She's not going to
do this. You don't want to show them, fine.
Okay, well, obviously the same
can
rules apply.
No.
No, the same rules apply as to Mr. Boston. You can't introduce.
But I did introduce them last week.
But not at this meeting. I'm sorry, I apologise if they've fallen between the cracks, but, you know, they're not available.
That is so out of order. So out of order.
So tell me when you want to start.
Right, I'll start now, yeah, thank you. Good evening, committee, and thank you for giving me time to speak on this application. Woodingham Avenue, with its entrance from Bodding Avenue, is a beautiful part of the estate. It is a pleasure to see, especially in the summer months, when it is a pleasure to the eye, which brings joy to many residents. It is a variety of colour and has won many community awards from staff and Borough Council. What this application is saying, now, let's spoil it. with a high fence spoiling the view. It is a sad state of affairs when one person wants to spoil it to the detriment of many residents. If this application is granted in its entirety, it will open the floodgates for high-rising fences at the entrance to many open planned areas on the estate. Page 5 of the NPPF, section 9, last paragraph states, planning policies and decisions should play an active role in guiding development towards sustainable solutions, but in doing so should take local circumstances into account to reflect the character, needs and the opportunities of each area. Page 6 of your minutes on section 3, character and appearance, third paragraph down. It states low level brick wall and it is therefore considered in keeping to some extent. This application would spoil the whole effect of the open plan area and would open, as I said before, the floodgates for anyone who wanted to do the same. Page 7 of your minutes, Policies and Guidance 2023, NPPF, states, as it says in your report, section 12, achieving well-designed places. It actually states in the NPPF, achieving well-designed places and beautiful places. This fence is totally against that policy. Again, page 7, the plan for that Stafford Borough. A1 design on page 97 of the Stafford Borough Plan 12.5. It states all new developments in Stafford Borough must be of high design standard to enhance the quality of the building environment that reflects the character, settings, and local context, including these features that contribute to the local distinctiveness of the area. This application does neither. Page 7 again, Policy and Guidance, NPPF, paragraph 135, states, will function well and add to the overall quality of the area, not just for the short term, but over a lifetime of the development. Again, this application was needed. On page 8 of your minutes, the fourth paragraph down, how can the officer say parking is fine when it states they don't even know how many bedrooms this site facilitates? Page 8. Trees. Why aren't these trees shown on the existing plans? There are two beautiful trees quite close to this application, which enhances the look of the area. If they were to be damaged in any way, it would decimate the entrance to Willie Avenue. Can I say I thought we were supposed to be protecting trees, not putting them at risk? Committee, can I also add, please take into account it is a very busy pathway for children arriving and leaving Walton High School. This application lacks so much detail. For all the reasons I have stated, I ask the committee to reject this application. If the committee is so minded to approve, can I ask
one minute to go?
Is no more than 1 meter high. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Edgler. Thank you.
Before the debate starts, Mr. Chairman, I just need to put that aside.
Okay, right. So before we open it up for debate, Richard wants to bring something to your attention.
So, as I pointed out previously, the boundary fence is set slightly back from the back of pavement by hedgerow. So that's this area here. So looking at Councillor Edgeworth's photograph, it is correct in terms of the height following the existing, but this point here would actually be set just slightly back because there would be hedgerow in front of it, just so members are aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Who wants to open the batting? Councillor Spencer.
So if there's going to be a hedgerow on the opposite side, hiding a fence, which is also 6 foot high. I don't see how that particularly is an issue. In answer to the council regarding the street that's in the highways and isn't actually in front of this application, and I can't see how that would be damaged to the installation of the fence, so I don't see how that's particularly relevant. And secondly, further up Whittingham Avenue, there are already fences with hedges in front of them, directly on the pavement line, at 6 foot or even higher. And I can't see how the openness of certainly Bobman Avenue and the front of Whittingham Avenue is going to be affected, because that will not have any fencing around it. So I'm troubled as to why this is an actual issue.
Thank you. Councillor Nixon, I think you were next.
Thank you, Chair. I had a drive along there Monday, and at the north end of Whittingham Avenue, on the corner plots, both sides, are 6 foot fences all the way around, adjacent to the pavement. Now, corner properties by their nature are not any private because they're open on all sides. And this fence isn't going all the way to Bodmin Avenue by any means. It's the low wall will remain onto the corner going around Bodmin Avenue. And as Councillor Spencer said, as you go up the road, there's a 6 foot fence, and it's not in very good condition, running a very long length of on adjacent to the pavement with dual gates on it. There's another 6 foot fence with a gap of about half a metre with trees planted in front of it. If the photographs were a bit more, you'd be able to see them. And as for. Where do you have to see the next one? Yes. Bodmin Avenue and Stockton Lane, both corner houses have got either a wall or a fence around them. The whole length of the road, adjacent to the pavement, 6 foot high. Bodmin Avenue itself, I don't believe, would be affected that much, obviously, because the fence won't be near Bodmin Avenue, the low wall still be there. And if members are confused, I mean, I'm minded to approve it, but if members are confused, the site could well be in order so you can see the surrounding area. And as the supporter said, there are lots and lots of fences there, right up against the pavement, and then it's 6 foot high. Well, I'm going to propose approving it, but I don't know if anyone would wish to say
anything.
And just before you go, Councillor Phillips.
So, some of the issues that I have with this currently, one is obviously that Councillor Edge's submittance of photographs have not all been shown today. Now, the councillor submitted them, and she submitted them because she felt it was necessary for us to see them. I think the fact that she has submitted them, and yet they don't appear on here, should be a reason for us to relook at this application anyway. I also have issue with the fact that we are being told that it should be approved without delay. Now, I've never seen that written anywhere in any planning application. I wonder why we're being advised to approve it without delay.
Comment on.
To continue. And I also agree that I think given the comments that the applicant has made, given the comments that the council has made, it might be prudent for us to have a site visit so that we can actually get a proper overall idea, and it gives everybody the opportunity to see the images and the submissions that have actually been made for this specific meeting, which obviously is not here.
She thinks it's just disturbing.
So I propose a site visit.
Whether she's proposing to defer it pending site.
Yes, Councillor Reid, do you want to speak?
Just to say that I live off Bodmin Avenue, and I can support what other councillors have said about local properties in the area. And I think it's really clear from this plan that the aspect of most open aspect of Bodmin Avenue is not affected by planned application, so I would support it.
So that's a proposal. But
the difficulty we've got now is because there's been a site visit, therefore a request to defer it, that will take precedence over the second. So although council reseconded it prior to the request for a site visit, it effectively nullifies that proposal. So the site visit takes precedence. So you need to clarify whether Councillor Phillip is proposing a site visit.
Well, the Square House was additional photographs are contained within that email as well. Is there any prejudice? Photographs of which only two of that have been incorporated into the presentation.
Well, without taking it apart, we can't.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we go to the site visit?
You need to get my vote to confirm whether that is her, whether she is proposing it.
Yeah. Right.
So that she won't be.
Okay, right.
No, she can't.
Councillor Phillips, are you proposing a site visit?
I'm proposing a site visit, but I'm also proposing that this should be delayed in order for payment.
You can't have both.
No,
you can have one or the other.
Well, I'm allowed to express an opinion. Yes, I'm proposing a site visit.
Okay. Councillor Kenny?
Before we go into the site visit,
if anyone wishes to second the proposal for a site visit, you need to show.
Sorry.
I think this is the advice.
Point of clarification. Yes. This is my judgment and what we show. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Put your mic on.
Sorry.
No, we have. Procedure says we have to have the second first.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah, what is it clarification that you're looking for?
Clarification on whether the board member actually knows of the other premises that my council has spoken about.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for saying that, because I want a clarification. All these persons speak about, have they had planning permission to do this?
That's not relevant tonight. So we have a proposal for a site visit which has been seconded. Now you have to vote.
Who seconded
that? Councillor Cross.
Councillor Cross, or was it Peter Jones? Did you?
Well, no.
But I think we have to do the vote now.
Yeah, I've seconded.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you.
So the proposal and second is that we don't make the decision tonight, we defer to a site visit. All those in favour of a site visit, please show.
Excuse me, Chair, first. I did propose we accepted it first and got it seconded.
The site visit stymies the previous one.
Oh, yeah.
So, those in favour of a site visit, please indicate. Four, I'm getting. Those against the site visit. Five. So we have to carry on with the debate tonight. Anyone wish to speak next?
Councillor
Cross.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, when I read through this report, I certainly had concerns about the impact on the local community, and I would have supported the site visit because I wanted to see more of what is actually in the surrounding area. Because in my view, the loss of amenity does conflict with our policies in M1 and also in the policies that Councillor Edger has pulled in the MPPF. So as such, I think it needed further investigation. However, you refused a site visit and there's not much else I can do now. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak? Councillor Phillips?
Yeah, can I have clarification on why it needed to be approved so quickly?
I think Richard has the answer to that one for you.
Yeah, Councillor. Paragraph 11 in the MPPF, don't know if anybody has that. It's quite a long paragraph on the second part for decision making under provision C. I'll just quote this. Approving development proposals that accord with an up-to-date development plan without delay. So it's been picked from the MPPF, basically, in terms of decision making.
Okay, any more speakers? Frank, James?
Yeah, I think we've got two things here. I know the area very well. I think we haven't seen the developers' photographs, which would be better if you put them into the council, and we should see Councillor Anne Angela's other photographs before a decision is taken, I think. I think we're going to be seen to be fair to both sides.
Well, so far I think we've been consistent in not accepting from Mr. Boston or from Councillor Edgeler.
Well, I need to clarify whether that's a motion. Is he making a motion?
I understand this, however, Councillor Edgeler did submit the photographs, whereas the applicant didn't submit the photographs until this evening, in which case I feel that we shouldn't be looking at this without all the information.
The photographs weren't submitted. The applicant weren't considered.
Because that's why it's submitted.
Did Council members submit in time photographs and one email that we received?
Well, yeah.
The question to Councillor Edgeler is, was the or were the five photographs submitted with an email as one package?
Yes.
Not been loaded up. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Kenny.
Let him speak first.
Can you verify whether the problem of those photographs have to be sent?
That's
what
the.
Do you want me to show you the email?
We're getting sidetracked. We need to clarify whether there is a motion to defer.
Okay. Did anyone suggest a motion to defer?
I'll propose.
No, you're proposing it. Okay.
Frank James.
Who? And Councillor James, you second that. Okay.
It was the other way around.
You were the other way around. So, Councillor James, Frank James first, and then Councillor Cross second. Okay. So, now the proposal is to defer the application. All those in favour of deferment? Four. All those against deferment? Three, two, abstentions. So, I think that means that we defer it, doesn't it?
On what ground?
On what grounds do you want to defer it?
That we need more information on submitted photographs by the ward councillor.
That was
In view of the. The impact it could have on the local neighbourhood without it being fully scrutinised.
Well, if the reason, if you're saying you want to defer, you could, I guess, say that you don't have sufficient information at this point to be able to make that decision. So we can defer on the grounds that we need that extra information provided specifically on the photographs.
A wider scope.
Sorry.
Could we include on that, as the photographs of people defences along the same stretch of road? Because if we're going to have additional information rather than a site,
Okay, let's. Richard Wood needs to speak first.
So, I think there are three issues for deferment here. One is that we investigate the three missing photographs from Councillor Edge's presentation, which we believe to be within a single email.
It is.
The second is the, in terms of the contextually, that you need more information to assess the character of the area, therefore the case officer needs to revisit the area, take more photographs that we can include within another presentation. And then finally, I think what would also be helpful is that we ask the applicant to address the discrepancies in the drawing that I've also highlighted, so the drawings are correct. And to also give the agent the applicant the opportunity to present his information as well.
Okay, so agree to defer for those reasons, find those photographs, and the applicant will also be able to submit.
Because a member of the public's now spoken to her.
Sorry.
The objector has spoken to her, so.
You should not have entered, come up to the bench there,
sorry,
Mr. Shedd. Okay.
Can I just say that Mr. Shedd actually said
something? No, she can't.
If Mr. Shedd has said something to you there, that's it. Bring it up. So, you've got your decision is to defer for those reasons, and the opportunity now is available for the applicant to provide additional information and for Councillor Edgerton to photographs.
That's it.
No more. Stop.
Can you clarify the additional information? Does that include the applicant's
Yes. No, sorry, that's it. We've made the decision. No, we've made a decision to defer, unless it is clarification.
It is. Obviously, if there's additional photographs that have been, Councillor Phillips,
that's the end of the debate on this application. All comments come through the chair. So, we know the reasons why. There's equal opportunity for both parties to be able to address those issues. Move on to the next application. Thank you very much. If you have no further interest in the applications tonight, you can leave if you wish to do so, but leave quietly. Thank you. We're moving on to page 15 now, application number 23/38355, land between numbers 3 and 5 Parkhouse Drive, Stone. Okay, right, thank you very much. So as I say, it's this application 23/38355. Sean, are you in with this one?
This application was originally called in by Councillor Fordham. He has withdrawn his call in, but it remains called in by Councillor Leeson. As an update on the agenda that you've got, the red edge on the agenda on page 22, which shows the site is actually incorrect, you will see the correct plans through the course of this presentation. So this application proposes to fence off a piece of land situated between numbers 3 and number 5 Parkhouse Drive in Stone, to incorporate it into the rear garden of number 4 Westover Drive. So the site is here, edged in red. We've got 3 and 5 Parkhouse Drive here. This is the Litchfield Road through Stone. And the proposal is seeking to incorporate this piece of land into the garden area of this property here, situated on Westover Drive. the land is currently enclosed on three sides by existing fencing, so this side, the rear and the other side is all currently fencing, and the application proposes to erect a 1.8 metre high timber fence to the southern boundary of Parkhouse Drive, so effectively along this red edge line here. The section of roadway here was originally left to provide vehicular access, but it was never utilised due to it being substandard from a visibility point of view. So I guess originally there was going to be some link through, but that never happened. So a pedestrian gate is proposed, providing access onto Parkhouse Drive. So the fence that would go along here would have a pedestrian gate only. No vehicular access is proposed. From a visual point of view, the proposed fencing and gate is considered acceptable. Concerns have been raised by neighbours who consider the land to be public open space or play area. However, the land in question is privately owned, and it should be noted that a fence could, subject to height, be erected under permitted development. There's no trees proposed to be removed as part of the application. The tree officer raises no objections, and we've got no objections from the Highway Authority. So, just running through the plans, we've got an aerial view, so Parkhouse Drive here, Westover Drive, and the land in question, sort of sandwiched between 3 and 5. We've only got three photographs of this site. As you can see from the photo plan, they're all looking into the site. So, image one, you can see that the application site is bounded by fences along the side and rear boundaries here, and it's the same this side. So, the property you can see in the background here is number 4 Westover Drive, and this land would effectively be fenced along here, and this would become part of their garden. Image 2 really just shows that we've got fencing across the other side. And image 3 is sort of taken slightly further into the site, showing the existing fencing. The location plan, again, we've just got the site edged in red. The applicant owns this property here. That's just a larger plan of what we've just seen on the location plan. So the areas edged in blue show land also owned by the applicant. And finally, plan 3. It shows an elevation here of the fence that would be proposed and would be visible from Parkhouse Drive. You'll note it includes a pedestrian access only. The plan also shows we've got trees that are situated not actually within the piece of land in question, in neighbouring gardens. But the fence would be outside of the root protection zones, and there's no objection from the tree officer. The application is recommended for approval subject to the conditions listed in the agenda.
Thank you, Sean. Now, I don't think we have a supporter or an objector. So can I call Ward Member Councillor Philip Leeson? When you're ready, you have 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Right, okay. Well, originally the residents from Parkhouse Drive objected to this on a number of points. First of all, the reduction of the turning point on the road, and this was also objected to by the highways. The plan has been amended, and so the turning point is still going to be there, and so that objection has been removed. The residents were also concerned about the loss of the informal play area. This piece of ground is used by children, particularly visiting grandchildren, for playing and so on and so forth. They were concerned that there was going to be vehicle access onto the property. But now it's only vehicle access. So the only thing that the residents are unhappy about is the fence itself. They would ask that the fence is moved 1 metre back so that there is some sort of screening. So that it won't be an eyesore for the people that are living in Park House Drive. So, as I say, most of the other objections have been removed. The only thing is this screening of the fence.
Okay, finished. Thank you very much. Who wants to start? Councillor Kenny?
Yeah, the area around there is basically an open landscape area. I actually don't think that we could ask to move the fence back by a metre with screening is a huge ask. And it certainly would be better to propose that.
So, can we condition that if it were to be approved?
Yes, we could. I mean, what I would point out is if you look on the plan here, the piece of land in question is sort of set back. So, whilst yes, a fence would be visible to residents in Park House Drive, there are other fences, as we've seen on the photograph, it's already fenced on three sides. Mm. And the fence is sort of set back, if you like, from the frontages, unlike the application we've looked at previously, where it would be quite would have been a bit more prominent in the streets. And this is set; it is quite set back already along this point here.
Okay, thank you. Just before I come to you, Molly, do you think, Councillor Kenny, that the applicant might be minded to agree to a condition like that?
Can we go to the photo?
Yeah. Can we go to photos again? Now I'll come to you, Mark. Can you see the photographs?
Yeah.
The one that gives you the head on.
That one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge change, even though I agree that the fences do come up on either side, but it's a huge change to the
I mean, if we're going to move the position of the fence, we would need a revised plan. Because the fence is shown in a position along the red edge that I showed on the previous plan. So we can't condition something that would actually move the fence. Not without a revised, we'd need an updated plan.
So you could then deal with it, would be a refusal, detrimental effect on the character of local area.
Before we go there, I've got Councillor Phillips.
I was actually going to agree with Councillor Kenny about the fence being back, not just from a visual aspect, but also because I would imagine anybody playing, walking, would have accessed the pavement and then gone onto that ground and then go back onto the pavement and carry on further up the street. And although I understand it's privately owned, surely from a safety perspective, having small children crossing those roads and potential cars being about or moving, it would be an idea to have it set back.
Councillor Spencer.
That would be a favour.
Yep. Councillor Spencer.
The applicant, as I understand it, owns the majority of that turning circle anyway. So therefore it is actually private. So any people walking across that would theoretically be trespassing.
That's correct. Yeah.
Therefore, moving the fence back within his own area wouldn't make much difference. What you could say is that he could just plant something in front of it because he owns that land anyway. And as he has presumably no obligation to maintain that turning circle because he
He does, it's within his ownership.
So he could, if he wanted, I agree with Councillor Kennedy that maybe that's keeping it, but I don't think we need to change any plans on the defence of that. He could just do some, you know, break some tar out, plant some in there. Should it be required? And regarding the papers
I mean, you can see from this plan that the line of the fence is almost in line with the rear elevations of these properties, so that gives a bit of an idea how far set back it is within the street scene. It's almost in line with the back of numbers 3 and 5 Parkhouse Drive.
Councillor Frank James.
Told that it was a play area for the children. When we looked at the photographs, it looks like all stones to me. I mean, a play area for children, surely we'll play cricket on.
Councillor Brian Cross.
Yeah, it's as Councillor Spencer said, it's the curtilage of the owner of the house on, where is it, for...
Westover Drive.
Yeah. And to me, that is a logical place to cut it off. The fact that the owner has been generous enough to leave the tarmac road in without altering that in any way, I think shows he has tried to accommodate the wishes of and objections of most of the residents. And I can see no reason why we can turn this down, really. And I would like to propose we approve as per the officer's recommendations, with the conditions listed.
Thank you very much. Do we have anyone who would second that? Councillor Tony Nixon. So we're required to take a vote on that to approve as per the officer recommendation. All those in favour, please show. Five. Yeah. And against?
Six.
One, two. So the application...
Three against.
Is three against, was it?
Three against, six, three. Four, three against.
So the application is approved. Thank you very much. We now go to page 23 of the agenda. Notification of appeals. Just one correction, if I may. 21, 34598. It's land at Puddle Hill, not land at Puddle Lane. Okay, then we have over the page more decided appeals. Trenton Gardens. Non-determination at Brancote. And a telecommunication mast. Delegated refusal. Allowed on appeal. Anyone want to comment on any of those? No? Right, well, that was a good effort. That it? All done?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. The meeting is closed.